Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. We left off on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We were right in the middle of a discussion about chewing ginger and peppercorns and what bracha, or if there is a bracha, and whether it's a food or not. So we're going to finish off that discussion, Bez Hashem. Then we're going to talk about what bracha to make on wheat cereal that's mixed with honey, chavetz kedera, and whether the grain content of it makes it a mizonos. And then on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we're going to have a discussion about rice, whether rice is a grain, and whether rice gets a bore mine mizonos, or at least that's how we're going to translate orez and dochen, which are somewhat of a machlokas exactly how to translate it, and also a discussion of what bracha achrona one recites on rice. The Gemara is going to discuss whether rice is a grain as far as not only the bracha, but as far as chametz, as far as matzah is concerned, and what bracha achrona one recites on rice bread. And then we're going to have a machlokas whether you chayiv birchas hamazon when you eat shivas haminim. If a person eats one of the shivas haminim, what is the appropriate bracha achrona on shivas haminim? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about a certain type of honey and flour dish that no matter how little flour it has, that you say a bore mine mizonos. And we're going to have a machlokas whether a certain type of dish that has tiny pieces of bread in it that are smaller than a kazayis, whether that is a hamotzi or a mizonos. So continuing our discussions of bracha rishona. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are at Amri Leh, which is about 5-6 lines into the medium-sized lines. Last two words on the line. Amri Leh Rabbanan Limareimar. So says the Gemara, Amri Leh Rabbanan Limareimar. The Rabbanan asked Mareimar how Rava can say that Kas is Nagvila B'yomet Kippur Potter, that if someone chews ginger on Yom Kippur, they're Potter because it's not a food at all. It's just like chewing on a piece of wood. Vaha amar Rava, but didn't Rava tell us? Hai himlasa da asimi behundai. This himlasa, which is some type of dish that has ginger in it, that comes from Eretz Kush, Sharia, it's mutter, and you don't have to be choshesh for any sort of isser that's that you might associate with it. What kinds of isurim are we talking about? So Rashi points out two particular isurim that we're referring to. Ein ba lo mishum bishulei nachrim, v'lo mishum gi'ulei nachrim. We're not concerned that it's bishul akum, meaning even though this is a cooked dish, you don't have to worry when you buy it from a non-Jew that it's a violation of bishul akum, nor do you have to worry about the pots and pans that they used to cook this dish and that it gave time of non-kosher food into the dish. Why are we not worried about this? About these two concerns? So the first one is easy. There are a number of exceptions to bishul akum. We're not concerned for bishul akum when something is nechal kamoshu chai, when something is edible raw. And we're suggesting, and this is the key component of the Gemara's question over here, that since ginger is edible raw, it's not going to be subject to bishul akum when you eat a dish made out of ginger. Why are we not worried about the tam of non-kosher food in the pots and pans that they use? So we're assuming that it's nosin tam lefgam, that it's going to give a negative taste, and whenever it's nosin tam lefgam, it's not going to asur the food, certainly b'di'evet. U'mevarchan ala bor pri adama. And since the primary ingredient is the ginger, the proper bracha is bor pri adama, which is said on the ginger. It's ginger and a bunch of other spices, but ginger, we assume, is bor pri adama. So from the fact that he says that it's not an isur bishul akum, so you see that ginger is something that's edible raw. So how could Rava say that no one would ever eat it, and because it's not really a food, you're allowed to chew on it in Yom Kippur? No, he said it's edible raw, so it is a food. Says Molo Kasha. The same chiluk that we said yesterday. When we say that it's nechal chai, that it's edible raw, that's if it's still moist. But once it's dried out, that's when you're allowed to chew on it on Yom HaKippurim. That once it's dried out, it's not considered a food at all. And that's how Rashi explains the sugya Maseches Yuma, where this appears as well. Obviously, Maseches Yuma, because it talks about chewing it on Yom HaKippurim. Tosos says a little bit differently. The Ritivasa is the merkachas that they make from Znagvil, the dish that they make from Znagvil. And the Magen Avraham explains that Tosos understood the Gemara's kasha from the fact that Rava says that you make a bracha of Bar Pri Adama, you see that it's Roi L'Achila. But from the fact that it's not Asa Mishum Bishul Akum, that's not a raya that it's roi l'achila, because in order to be considered nechal chai, it could just be that it's possible to eat it together with lechem and together with salt, and you don't need it to be nechal bifnei atzmo. So the kasha, the way that the Gemara is asking, the way Rashi understood it is, oh, if it's not subject to bishalaku, it must be a food, it must be edible. Tosa says, nah, that's not a kasha. It's not subject to bishalakum because it's nechal chai if you were to mix it with bread and with other ingredients. But the entire kasha is the fact that we say a baruch pi adama on it. And the Gemara's answer, according to Tosos, is that when Rava says you recite a baruch pi adama, that's only if it's moist, because which is the dish. And even if it's dry, and when Rava says that the znagvil is roi l'achila, that it's not roi l'achila, that's talking about when it's dry. So says Mar Chavitz Kedera, new discussion. Let's say you have a food that's made with flour and oil and honey that are cooked together in a pot. So one of the things is flour that's from one of the grains. V'chein daisa, or if you have a cooked dish made out of wheat that's crushed up, like a farina type of thing. Rav Yehuda Amar Shakol Ni Abidvaro. Rav Yehuda says that the bracha one recites is Shakol Ni Abidvaro. Rav Kana Amar Borei Minei Mizanos. No, it's made with flour, so the bracha is Borei Minei Mizanos. So b'daisa greida, if it only has crushed up wheat, kuliyam lo pligi, the Borei Minei Mizanos. That everyone would agree then, of course it's a Borei Minei Mizanos. Ki pligi b'daisa ke'ein chavitz kedera. The whole machlokas is that if it's a porridge that's cooked with wheat that's crushed up together with honey, that you make a bracha on the food, on whatever is the ikker. Since it has multiple ingredients, you have to identify the ikker, and the ikker is what receives a bracha. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shahakol, Savar Duvshe Ikker. Rav Yehuda says, yeah, that's why you say Shahakol, because the honey is the ikker, the flour is a tafel in this case. Rav Kahan Amar Bar Minim Zonos, Savar Smida Ikker. And Rav Kahan will say, no, the flour is the ikker, and that's why it's a Bar Minim Zonos. Some Rav Yosef Kavaseid Rav Kahan Mistav. Rav Yosef says that it's most Mistaver, that it's a Bar Minim Zonos like Rav Kahan. Why? And this is a key line in this perek. De Rav Ushmuel Da Amri Tarvayu. Any food that has in it one of the five grains, the bracha is borei minei mizonos. So chavetz kedera and the daisa have wheat flour, and therefore the bracha is going to be borei minei mizonos. And essentially what the Gemara is telling us, and it's going to elaborate in the next few lines, that that normally the normal rules of ikar and tafel are suspended when one of the ingredients is one of the five grains. We don't look at volume, if one of the ingredients is one of the five grains, that becomes an automatic ikar. And therefore, the food automatically becomes a mizonos. That anything that has one of the five grains is automatically a bari minei mizonos. The Tosos points out a very chashva ha'ara, very important ha'ara la'alacha in Tosos on the bottom over here. Toward the end of the Tosos says vim ledebek bi'alma einot tzarich levarach bari minei mizonos. That if the purpose of the flour is only to hold the food together, but it's not to add any actual flavor to the food or any taste to the food, it's just to keep the food held together, then if that's the whole purpose of the flour, then you would not say Baruch Minei Mizonos. So even though Chamesh Yasmina breaks the rules, and you'd always say Baruch Minei Mizonos if there's any flour in it, but that's only when the flour has some sort of food quality to it. But if the flour is only providing some devik to hold the food together, then it would not be Bar Minei Mizonos. V'tov l'hachmir l'gamo v'tov chasuda l'achbirch samotzi potzer manavshach. And Tosa says, but the best thing to do is to be safe if you're not sure. So if this is the shaila of Twizzlers, right, of licorice, that for many of the brachos books will tell you that the bracha is shahakol, even though there's flour listed in the ingredients, because they say that the flour is only the devik bialma, it's not really adding any flavor to the licorice. Some of the other brachos books will say not that way, that you say Baruch Minei Mizonos because it's called Sheish Baruch Hamesh Minim. What are they arguing with? They're arguing Metzias. They're arguing what the function of the flour is. So I once gave a shir and I said that Pashas is Shahakal. The whole thing is really sugar, and they just put flour in to hold it together. And I got an email from a guy who's a mashkiach in a licorice factory in somewhere in Europe, and he said that it's 40% flour, and he said that that he spoke to the production manager or whatever, the person in charge, and they said that they make a gluten-free one, and it's disgusting, and that it's clear that the flour is a key ingredient in terms of the as a food ingredient, not just as something that holds it together, and therefore he tainted that it's for sure going to be a bari minei mezonos. So you should wash and have the suda and have every time you want liquor. So that's what Tosis recommends. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Gufa, Rabbi Shmuel da Amri Tavayu, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamesh Saminim, that anything that has with Chamesh Saminim, Baruch Mele Bari Minei Mezonos. You say Bari Minei Mezonos. V'itmar Nami, Rabbi Shmuel da Amri Tavayu, Rabbi Shmuel have a different formulation where they said, Kol Shehu Mechamesh Saminim, Baruch Mele Bari Minei Mezonos, that anything that's made entirely of the Chamesh Saminim gets a Bari Minei Mezonos. Well, once they say that anything that has Chamesh Saminim mixed in gets a Mezonos, why do they then need to say that when you're eating the actual grains themselves, that it's a bari minei mezonos? Not the actual grains, the actual flour itself, that it's bari minei mezonos. So tzricha. So we need both statements of Rav Shmuel. The iash mi'inon kol shehu, if they only would have told us the formulation of kol shehu, that anything that's made from min dagan gets a mezonos, have mi'inon mishum disei b'enei. I would say because they are independent, they're standing alone, they're not mixed in with other things, and that's why they get a mezonos. Aval al yadei tarodas lo. But I would assume that once you mix it in with some honey and oil and other ingredients, then it would no longer get a bari minei mezonos. So kamash malan, that's why Rav and Shmuel have to tell me that it's not so. That kol sheyesh bo, that even if flour is just one of the ingredients, it's a bari minei mezonos. V'yash mina kol sheyesh bo, and if it would have told me kol sheyesh bo, hava amina kol sheyesh bo chamesh minim in aval oruz v'dochan lo. That this rule of kol sheyesh bo, that if you have grain in it, that you recite a bari minei mezonos, yeah, that's only with the chamesh saminim. But if you have rice or millet, something else, then the bracha is not mezonos mishum dal yidei taroves. But that's only because it's mixed in with other things. Avol isei be'enei. But when you have rice and millet standing alone, neimafiloris v'dochanami v'varchel la bari minei mezonos. I would assume that rice and millet also gets a mezonos. So kamash mlan. That's why Rav and Shmuel have to tell me not so. But kol shehu mechamesh saminim. That when Chamesh Saminim are standalone, who the Mavarch Labar Minim Zonos, Tafukeres Vidokhan Dafilui Sebeine Lom Mavarch Labar Minim Zonos, as opposed to Ars Vidokhan, that even if you eat plain rice, it's not going to be a bari minei mezonos. So the reason for the double formulation of kol shehu and kol sheyesh bo is because Rav and Shmuel are trying to highlight that when it comes to rice, you do not recite a bari minei mezonos. The rice is not going to be a mezonos. So says the Gemara, really? Va'orez v'dochan lom v'rachin and bari minei mezonos? Are orez and dochan really not bari minei mezonos? Va'atanya, but we have a braisa, hevil lufan of pas, orez, upas dochen, if you are served rice bread or millet bread, mevarich lov tchilo v'sof, k'maisa k'deira, that you say a bracha before eating and after eating it, just like a dish that's made with chamesh saminim. V'gabi maisa k'deira, tanya, and what is that bracha that you say on a maisa k'deira, on a dish made with chamesh saminim? V'tchilo mevarich lov borei minei mezonos, l'v'sof, mevarich lov brachachas, main shalosh. It's a bari minei mezonos and an alamichya at the end. So if Orez and Dochen get the same bracha as Maisa Kedera, and Maisa Kedera gets a bari minei mezonos and an alamichya, so then Orez and Dochen obviously gets a bari minei mezonos. So how can Rav and Shmuel both say that, or both highlight this idea, kol sheyesh bo, kol shehu, that Orez and Dochen do not get a mezonos? So says the Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding. K'maisa k'deira, v'lo k'maisa k'deira. When we say that Orez and Dochen are like maisa k'deira, they're like a dish that has the five grains in it, it means they're partially like a maisa k'deira. How so? K'maisa k'deira d'mbarach lov t'chila v'sof. They're like a maisa k'deira in that you have to say a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. But v'lo k'maisa k'deira, deal b'maisa k'deira b'tchila b'ar minim zonos, l'b'sof brachachs mein shalosh, v'ilu hacha b'tchila b'arach lav shakol niya b'dvaru, l'b'sof b'ar nefashos rabos v'chasonon al kol mashabara. But they're not like maisa k'deira in that it's a different bracha, meaning they're like maisa k'deira because you say a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. But not like maisa k'deira in that the actual brachos that you say is an entirely different is an entirely different bracha. The Rashba wonders, of all the brachas to choose to say now, now we're saying that aloras v'dochen, if, what are the options over here, right? So rice definitely is something that grows, right? So if you're gonna, if you're not going to call it a grain, you're not going to say a mizonos, so what's the next option? So the Rashba says, I definitely would not have thought shahakal would be the next option. I would assume it's bari pri ha'adama. So the Rashba wonders about it, why it would be, why would dafka be shahakal? Also, just interesting to note over here, Tosos points out over here the meaning of the bracha of bori nefashos. Tosos writes that chesronan are the things that people need in order to live. So we're saying bori nefashos rabos v'chesronan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created lots of people and things that they very much need, like lechem and mayim, that ef shar below him. Tosos writes, and then we say val kol ma shabar lachis bem nefsh kol chay kolomar al kol ma shabolam shegamim lo braam yichol. And then we thank Hashem for the extras, for things that we would be able to live, you know, we would be able to live without, but make life a little bit more enjoyable. Shalobram kiyum letanug bialma, things that are just stam for enjoyment, the candy of life. Says Tosos kimo tapuchim uchayotze behen, like tapuchim, which probably means citrus fruits. That's what the in Talmudic and Tanakh. Tapuchim means citrus fruits. It doesn't mean, Tosos points out, Amasachstein, it doesn't mean apples. In modern Hebrew, it means apples. But citrus fruits are just add a little bit of more delicious flavor to life, but they're not something that's necessary. But that's what it means. Then we're Messiah, Baruch Heolamim, will be Yushalim Baruch HaTahashem Heolamim. Okay, and that's the end of the bracha. But Tosos helps us with understanding the bracha of Bari Nefashos. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. Va'oriz Lav Maisa Kederu, is is not included in Maisa Kedera in that you would recite Bari Minei Mizonos, meaning where we are right now, we're saying that you don't say Bari Minei Mizonos on Orez, that you say a Shahakol when you eat rice. But that would make the whole Shiloh about sushi very different, right? It's a major Shiloh, what bracha one recites on sushi. So the two options usually are, well, it depends what's in the sushi. If it's vegetable sushi, the options are Burpi Adam or Bari Minei Mizonos. If it's a fish, which is classic sushi, so it's Shakol Niyab Dvaro or Bari Minei Mizonos. But if rice is shahakal anyway, so when you have regular fish sushi, there should be no shayla. It should be a shahakal. So says Gemara, but is that true? That Orez is not a Maisa Kedera Vatanya, Elu ain't Maisa Kedera, but the Brisa tells us, what are Maisa Kedera that you say in Mizonos? So Chilka, if you have a tavshil that's made out of wheat that's been crushed up and each kernel has been cut into two, or Targis, or wheat that's crushed up and each kernel cut into three, or Solas, or a cooked dish that's made with flour, zariz, or it's crushed up into four. Va'arsan, or it's a wheat that's crushed up into five, that's even more finely crushed. Va'orez, or if it's orez, so you see orez is maisa kedera, that you say bari minei mizonos. We put it together with all these other different types of crushed up grain. So hamani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he detani, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, orez min dagan hu v'chayavan al chimutzo kares, v'adum yotzi v'yudei chavaso bepesach. Av rabbanan lo, so says Gemara, yeah, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's a mizonos. Why does he say it's a mizonos? He holds it's a grain. Ooh, so if it's a grain, that means you can have rice matzah on Pesach. That means that rice is chametz on Pesach, not kidneys. Chametz on Pesach, and your chayiv curries for it on Pesach. And it's a bari minei mizonos. So now the Gemara has two extreme shitos, right? We have the shita that it's a shahakol, and then we have the shita that it's mizonos, but it's a grain, and it has all of the nafkaminas of a grain. So says Gemara, v'rabbanan lo, and according to the Rabbanan, you don't say mizonos on orez. V'atanya, but don't we have a brisa, hakosei sesachita, if a person eats a whole grain of wheat, mevarich ala bar pri adama, you recite bar pri adama, but t'chana afa'a, if you grind it up, and you bake it, u'bishla, and then you cook it in water, bismancha prusos kayamos, if there are pieces that are not totally absorbed, that are not totally dissolved in the cooking, so bitchila, before you eat it, mvarech alam otzilech min haaretz, ula basov, mvarech alam shalosh brachos, and then the bracha achrona is a full birch samazon, v'imena prusos kayamos, but if it's totally dissolved, the pieces of wheat are totally dissolved in the cooked dish, bitchila mvarech alam, bori minei mizonos, ula basov, mvarech alam, then it's a mizonos and an alamichya. Hakosei says ha'orez, and if one chews on, again, we're translating orez as rice, mevarich alav bar pri adama, then you recite Barbi Adama, Techano, Afa'o, Ubishlo, if you grind it and bake it and cook it, Aval Pishabrus Kayamos, even though there are pieces of rice that are still there, Betchilim Mvariklav Bori Mine Mizonos. The bracha is Mizonos, Ubsof Mvariklav Brachachs Main Sholosh. And the bracha achrona is Alamechia. So, money. Who is the author of this brisa? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Damar Orez Min Dagan, who? If you're assuming like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri that Orez is a type of grain, Hamotilach Menaritz Visholosh Bracha. Then if the rice is intact, you should have to say a motzi, and you should have to bench on it if it's a real grain. El lav rabbanon, it must be that we're assuming like the shita of the rabbanon, v'tiyufta d'Rav Shmuel, and we have a kasha therefore on Rav and Shmuel that said that you only say a mizonos on chameshis minei dagan, and oriz v'dochen does not get a mizonos at all. So tiyufta, so says Gemara, and for that reason we reject the shita of Rav and Shmuel, and we do recite a bari minei mizonos on orez. From the Bryce it sounds that only on orez you say mizonos, but the bracha on dochen is not explicit in the Bryce, right? Meaning this Bryce just spoke about orez, did not talk about dochen. So Tos says that the pircha on Rav and Shmuel is only in that which they said that orez does not get a mizonos, but that which they said that dochen does not get a mizonos, that actually still stands. Dochen, in fact, does not get a mizonos. So the Rif says that on dochen you say shakol nia bidvaro, right? Because the Gemara never rejected Rav and Shmuel's shita about dochen. This matters because we have to identify what orez and dochen are. You know, I've been translating the word orez as rice, but it's possible that the word dochen means rice. In which case, dochen, in which case, rice would be a shahakol, which would be a great chiddush for us. The Rashba writes in the name of the Rive that the bracha of orez and dochen are the same, and now sometimes. The Gemara says not like this whole assumption of Tosfos that he says no. The Rashba says sometimes the Gemara will just refer to Orez, but it means Orez V'dochen. They're always in the same group. They always get the same bracha. So the whole and the Rashba says that the whole sugya sounds like the Ravid, that Dochen is the same as Orez, and that we should make no chilik between them. And the Rashba says also of note is that Rav and Shmuel said two separate chidushim over here. One chidush that they said is kol sheyesh b'mechamesh minim yisei bari minim mizonos. That chidush we never rejected. That if there is something that has chamesh minim in it, that you still do recite bari minim mizonos. It's only the second chiddush that they had, that Orez and Dochen are Shakol Mi'ab Dvaro, that's the chiddush that we reject, at least partially, right? That's the machlokas, whether we reject it only with regard to Orez, or we reject it with regard to Dochen as well. So there is a machlokas Rishonim if Orez is what we call rice or not. The Mishbur and Simon Reish Chaf, Sivkat and Chaf Hei, says that Orez is rice, and Dochen is hears, B'lashon Ashkenaz, and then he says, V'yesh Mefarshim, Lehep. And some flip it around. So therefore, there are those that are machmir to only eat it betocha su'uda. Where do you get such a chumrah? Just paskin. Why do we have machmir? So we saw the Rishonim, the Balei Tosfos already said that when you're not sure, so that's a reasonable chumrah that the Rishonim accept when it comes to brachos, to eat it within a su'uda. In the Din of Anhagos of the Chaznish, it says that the Chaznish would say mizonos on rice, and that's what the Shaar HaTzion says, that pevada yesh lismo rice. That for sure you say bari minei mizonos al rice, and in Birkei Yosef says that's the minig of the Sfardim as well, and that seems to be the overwhelmingly accepted opinion. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that he erased Shemayim lo yochol bein Orez bein Dochen bein Sholem bein Mismayich kiyim betocha se'uda. That Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, I assume Lubavitchers are knowing this way, I don't know, but he says that they should only eat rice in a se'uda. When you eat it shalom betocha se'uda, yivarech shah Shahakol al kulam. Then you should recite a shahakol, because shahakol definitely works for something that is for any other food. So since it's a suffix, what it is, so he says you should really say a shahakol. The Bir Alachas maskana is in Siman Reish Ches hamavarich aleim bari minei mizonos lo hifsid. That if you say bari minei mizonos, you don't lose out. So that's as far as rice is concerned. So there are those that want to, the contemporary postman that want to suggest, well, wait a second. if we're going to say that the bracha on sushi is a mezonos because the rice is the ikar and the fish is the tafel, even if you're going to say that, it's a tough call. What's the ikar and what's the tafel? Pashtus is we just measure by volume, and usually, unless you're getting like one of those diet rolls that they sell with very little rice, so pashtus is the rice is the majority. So, but maybe another tzad to say that you should not say mezonos and sushi is because who knows that rice is necessarily a part of mezonos? Maybe that's only a suffix to begin with. Maybe rice is really a shahakal. Okay, but I think the accepted practice is that if the rice is the majority, I shouldn't say accepted practice. There's a machlokas aposkim what to say in sushi. I would say mezonos when the rice is the majority, but I'm sure others do differently. Amar mar, hakosis is achita. If someone chews on a piece of wheat, mevarich ala bor pri adama. So the bracha is bor pri adama. Vatanya, but don't we have a brisa that says Borimine Zra'im, that it's not Bor Pri Adama? You say a different bracha, Borimine Zra'im, lo kasha. Harav Yehuda v'harabanan, the braisa that says that it's Borimine Zra'im, assumes like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're supposed to give as specific a bracha as possible. And the braisa that says that you say Bor Pri Adama, assumes like the Rabbanan, that you don't have to have such a specific bracha. That if it comes, Min Adama, you could say Bor Pri Adama, you don't have to get more specific than that. It's not, because we have a Mishnah, Al Yirakos Omer Bor Pri Adama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Borimine Desha'im, that when it comes to Yirakos, the Tanakhama says Bor Pri Adama, because that's a general enough that you can use such a general bracha. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be more highly specific and say Bor Imine Deshayim. So that's the machlokas about Kosis Chitim, whether it gets its own separate, more targeted bracha. Amar Mar, we also said a Kosis is Ha'oris, someone who's chewing on rice, Mevarich Alav Bor Pri Adama. The bracha is Bor Pri Adama. Techano, Afa'o, Ubishlo, if he grinds it and bakes it and cooks it, Aval Pisha Prusus Kayamos, even though there are pieces of rice still evident in the rice bread that you made, B'tchilu Mevarich Alav Bor Imine Mezonos, L'Besof Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. You start with the Mezonos, and at the end you say Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Va'atanya asks the Gemara, wait a second, we have another brisa that says, because keep in mind, up until now, if we're passing that you say mezonos on rice, we're also passing you say alamichya on rice. So we haven't yet arrived at what we actually do, meaning we had a little bit of a back and forth about the bracha of rishona on rice, so we were nervous for a moment because Rav and Shmuel said that the bracha is shahakal, so we solved that. We said, no, we reject Rav and Shmuel about that, it's mezonos. But mezonos also means that it's going to be an alamichya. So it says Gemara, wait a second, v'atani l'besof lo klum. We have another brisa that says that after eating oros v'dochen, you don't need any sort of bracha at all. V'lo klum means that you only say, Rashi points out, it means you say bar nefashos. Bar nefashos is not a real bracha achrona in the sense that it's not an elaborate bracha achrona. The Rashba writes that bar nefashos is called v'lo klum because it's you're not mevarich on the thing that you were nana from. You're mevarich on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created nefashos rabos and chaseros and things that we require, but you're not mevarich specifically on what you ate. So that's called v'lo klum, because you're not being mevarich on the item that you ate. That's how the Rashba explains why it's called v'lo klum. So Amar Rav Sheshes lo kasha. So bottom line is, we have a steer over here. Is it ala michya, or is it v'lo klum? Is it bar nefashos? So Rav Sheshes says, not a kasha. Harav Gamliel, harav ban, it's machlokas. The Brisa that says that it's an ala michya assumes like Rav Gamliel. The Brisa that says that it's v'lo klum, that it's bar nefashos, assumes like the Rabbanan. And we're going to quote a Brisa now, where at the end of the Brisa, there's going to be this machlokas between Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Titania, the Brisa says as follows, Zaklal, Kol Shumi Shivas Haminim, anything that's made of any of the Shivas Haminim. Rav Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Brachos. Rav Gamliel says, you say a full benching after eating the Shivas Haminim, just like you would after eating bread. The Chum Omer, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. And the Chum say, no, you say an Alamichya. Umaisa, Rav Gamliel Vazakenim, Shayim Suvin Ba'aliya Biyaricho. And one time, Rav Gamliel and the Zakenim were sitting in Aliyah, they were eating a meal together in an Aliyah in Yericho. And they brought dates, which is one of the Shiva Saminim, and they ate it. So now Rabbi Gamliel is going to want a bench, and the Chacham are all going to want to only say Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. So Vinasan Rabbi Gamliel, Rishus Rabbi Akiva Levarich. Rabbi Gamliel gave Rishus Rabbi Akiva to say the Bracha, which is unusual because the Rabbanan that they were together with in this gathering, I think it's the Rashash that points out that the Rabbanan that they were together with was the whole group that they were always together with, which included Kohen. Kohen, and it included Rabbi Akiva's own Rebbeim. So it's strange that he would give him to bench. So Rabbi Gamliel probably thought that Rabbi Akiva would get in line with what he said. So that's why he probably had Rabbi Akiva bench. I think Rav Shash makes this ha'ara. So Rabbi Gamliel gave Rishus to Rabbi Akiva to say the Birch Samazon, thinking that he's going to say the actual Birch Samazon like Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, but Rabbi Akiva then didn't do that. Kavatz Uberek Rabbi Akiva Brachachs Main Shalosh. But instead, he did a Brachachs Main Shalosh. So Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, and Masayata Machnes Roshcha Beina Machlokas. So he says, Akiva, what are you doing? Why are you jumping into this Machlokas? Rabbi Akiva went and he said the bracha that was against the sheet of Ram Gamliel. So Amalei, Rabbi Akiva said to Ram Gamliel, Rabbeinu, Afal Pi Shata Omer Kain, I understand that you say you're supposed to bench on this. The Chaverecha Omer Kain, and your Chaverim, though, all the other Rabbanim say that you're supposed to say in Alamichya. So the Madtana Rabbeinu, Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. I recall that you taught us that Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim, that when you have an individual against the majority, so you're supposed to follow the majority. So therefore, I did like everybody else, and not like your shita. Maritz Chayes points out over here that it's interesting that it uses the term yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, and not achrei rabim lahatos. Maritz Chayes says that there's a big difference between those two expressions. That let me just find it over here in the back. That Maritz Chayes writes that b'tosefta it says afal pishata amor kain v'chaverecha omrim kain l'matan rabbeinu achrei rabim lahatos. So the Gemara changes lashon tosefta from achrei rabim lahatos to yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, and says Maritz Chayes that was done on purpose. The b'kavana shinu chachmei a talmud v'itzigu b'lashon yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim mishum dechilik gadol yesh b'neihem. There's a big difference between those two phrases. The achrei rabim lahatos l'shayach rakechi de haya b'yeshiva achas v'nispatla m'utim al yideim rubim. He said derech masa umatan. Achrei rabim lahatos is that there was a discussion between all of the different parties, and there was a whole back and forth, and they came to that, the majority came to that conclusion by a majority vote. But when there was no maimid echad, there was no yeshiva achas, there was no discussion, it's just each one paskind in his own place, and then we just tally up what the different poskim said, so then we say yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. So that's the difference. So over here, the machlokas between Ram Gamliel and Chaverev was still in an earlier stage where they didn't have a mesiva achas, says the Maritz Chayes. They didn't have a gathering where they got to talk it out. So you can't say achrab nahatos. You can only say halacha kirabim, because yachid v'rabim halacha kirabim. That's why the Gemara dafka uses that phrase, says the Maritz Chayes. So that's why he said I followed the shita against you, Ram Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Ram Gamliel, kol Shivas Aminim, anything that is from the Shivas Aminim, velo min daganhu, and is not one of the grain, meaning all of the Shivas Aminim other than Chitim and Sa'orim, because those are the only two that are grains. So, min dagan, velo asopas, or even if it is one of those grains, but you didn't make it into bread, Ram Gamliel Omer Shalosh Brachas. Ram Gamliel says you bench on it. V'chamom bracha achas, and the Chum say, no, it's alamichya. Kol she'ena lo mi Shivas Aminim, velo min dagan, and if you have something that's neither shivas aminim nor a grain, kigon pas orez v'dochen, like rice bread, Rami Gamliel Omer bracha achas mein shalosh. Rami Gamliel says it's not a michya, but here's the point: v'cham omrim v'lo klum. The Cham say that it's v'lo klum, which means that it's a bari nefashos. So you do not say a bracha achas mein shalosh, that it's only a bari nefashos. So you see that this is a machlokes. Rami Gamliel and the Rabbanan, whether rice is bracha achrona is bari nefashos. So says Rabbi Mayu Kimta. How did you explain the brisa that on Orez you say bracha achas mein shalosh? You said Ram Gamliel that brisa must be assuming like the shita of Ram Gamliel. Well, ema seifa dereisha. You go and you explain the latter part of the first part of the brisa where that said that chitim that you cook and you made bread out of them im eina prusos kayamos. We said if the pieces of wheat are no longer intact. That gets a bari minyan mezonos and an alamithya. Well, money, who could be the author of that line? Iram Gamliel, if it's Ram Gamliel who's the author of that line, Ram Gamliel is the one that says, Hashta akosavos va'adaisa on Ram Gamliel shalosh brachos. It can't be Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel holds that if you eat dates, you say a full benching. So how could it be that Ram Gamliel is going to say that if you have a grain product, that you're not going to say a full benching, that you're only going to say alamithya? So you may not prusos kaya. So, Ram Gamliel shalosh brachos. So, im eina prusos kayamos, if the prusos are not recognizable, so mibayi. So certainly, you have to say shalosh brachos. Whereas the brisa says that you say main shalosh el pshita rabbanan. So we have to say is that the brisa follows the sheet of the rabbanan, and that's why if ain't a prusas kayamos, you say main shalosh ihachi kasha drabbanan ad rabbanan. But now we're left with a stira in the rabbanan, because the brisa that it must be going like the rabbanan says that you say main shalosh on orez, and the brisa that we just quoted before says that according to Rabbani say bar nefashos an orez. So eliolam rabbanan utni gabe orez lubsofen and varch lavaloklum. So says Mar, you're right. The both brises are going like the rabbanan, and you have to alter one of the brises. The brise that says that an orez gets a brachachas main shalosh, it's going like the rabbanan, but it shouldn't say brachachas main shalosh. You have to change the text of the brisa, and the text of the brisa should be that one recites a bar nefashos after eating orez. So we had the stira in the brises, and the Gemara says that we changed the text in order to make it that the Brisa could fit with the Rabbanan, because the Reisha of the Brisa only fits with the Rabbanan. So Rishonim are bothered. Once you're going to change a Brisa to conform to somebody, so why not keep the text at the end of the Brisa and change the beginning of the Brisa to conform to Rav Gamliel? Meaning we're changing the end of the Brisa to conform to the Rabbanan. Why wouldn't we change the Reisha Legabe Chitim when Einar Prusos Kayamos and say that you say Shalosh Brachos and say that the entire Brisa follows the Shita of Rav Gamliel? So the Tzlach writes that the Gemara wanted the Brisa to be going like the Rabbanan, because in general, when you have a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rav Gamliel, halacha kamosan, the halacha follows the Rav. So you'd rather have the Brisa go like the sheet of the Rabbanan, and therefore we want the Brisa to go aliba de ilchasa, so we keep the earlier part of the Brisa and we just change the later part of the Brisa. But that's why we pass the halacha that when one eats rice, that the bracha achrona is a bori nefashos. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to discussions of food that has wheat mixed in, that has flour mixed in. Amarava, hai riata. This food that's made out of flour and oil and honey, dichakloi, that they make in villages, dimafshibe kimcha, where they put a lot of flour in it, mevarek bar min mezonos. My time, desmi the ikr, because the flour is the ikr ingredient. Dimachuza, but the place in larger cities where they make the same dish, delo mafshibe kimcha, where the tradition is that they use less flour in it, mevarek lav shakol niya bedvaro. My time, duvshi ikr, because the honey is the ikr. Vahadar merava, and then Rava changed his mind and he said, idi vi idi bar min mezonos. The Rava Shmuel dami tarvayu. Then he changed his mind. He said, no, it's always going to be mezonos, because it doesn't matter how much flour there is, as long as flour is a major food ingredient in the product, that's going to be bar minei mezonos. Which is one of the big kashas that the Achronim ask. Why is it that the minag of Rov Ha'olam seems to be that they recite a shahakal on schnitzel? That if you have a chicken cutlet that's breaded, that people are going to recite a shahakal, and it's beferish in the Gemara that anything that has mechameshes haminim gets a bari minei mezonos. So essentially what the Achronim try to explain is that the flour is just the breading is just to keep it from burning in the frying pan. It doesn't really add any flavor, it doesn't really add any taste, it seems to me that they're describing a different metzias, meaning the metzias nowadays that the breading is pretty thick, and the breading definitely changes the flavor and the taste of the entire food. So there's a good argument to be made. I'm told of Nevin Sal Paskins that one should recite a bari minei mezonos on breaded chicken cutlets, and everyone would really say that if it's a thicker breading and it really adds flavor, that it should be a bari minei mezonos. It's only shahakal when you hold it's mamish and nothing on the food, that it's mamish just a thin coating on the food. But if it's even if it's the minority, but it's kol sheish mamakavish saminim lechor, it should be a bari minei mezonos. Amar Rav Yosef, hay chavitza. A person has a dish that's made out of breadcrumbs and it's cooked in a pot. Di ispe peru. merurin kezayis, that has large enough pieces of bread that they're the size of kezayis, b'tchilam varikalav hamotzi lechem na'aretz, l'msof varikalav shalosh brachos. So it gets a hamotzi and a full benching. The less paper merurin kezayis, if it does not have crumbs that are the size of kezayis, b'tchilam varikalav barim ne'im zonos, l'msof bracha achas mein shalosh. Then it's a barim ne'im zonos and nala michya. Some Rav Yosef, mina minila, how do I know that if the sizes are larger than a kezayis, they say a motzi? Titania, because the Brisa says, so you owe me to makriv. If Yisrael is being makriv, he's giving to a Kohen menachos b'Yerushalayim, he's giving menachos to a Kohen to bring makriv for him in Yerushalayim. So if the Yisrael had not brought menachos in a long time, so Omer Baruch Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, he should recite a Shechianu. It's a great simcha. Nitalan la'achlan, when the Kohen takes those menachos to eat, mevarich hamotzi lechem min haaretz, he says hamotzi. V'tani Allah, and the Mishnah says about that in Maseches Menachos, v'kulan, all the menachos are posts on kezayis. You crush them up and you make them large pieces the size of a kezayis before the kemitza. So on pirurim that are the size of a kezayis, apparently the proper is hamotzi. So Amalei Abaye Elamayata, Abaye says, well, if that's the case, that you want to say that you can learn that pirurim that are kezayis, that are cooked, you say hamotzi, from Kabar Mincha, the Tanit Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Porcha Nachi Magzirin L'Siltan. Well, then what if you hold like the Tanit Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, that they would crush it up so much, it would become like a flower again? Sachinami Delobay Bruchei Amotzi Lechem Minaretz. Would you then say that you don't have to say hamotzi on the Menachos? V'chitei Machinami. And if you're going to say, yeah, maybe they didn't say hamotzi on Kabar Mincha. But Tanya, we have a Bryce that says, Lokat Mikulan Kezayis. If from all the pieces of the Kabar Mincha, you get a Kezayis, V'achalan, and you eat it, Im Chameitzu Anosh Karis. If it's Chameitz, you're Chayiv Karis. V'matzu, and if it's a carbon mincha, like most of them are, that's matzah, adam yotzeh v'yedei chavas on Pesach, then you could be yotzeh yurchiv of achilas matzah on Pesach. Now, clearly, for it to be yotzeh yurchiv matzah on Pesach, it's got to be something that's a hamotzi. So, hachamayaskinon, so says Gemara, now the Braisa that talks about pirurim that are smaller than a kezayis, that they're considered lechem, and you say hamotzi, is b'sha'arson, when you made them into a dough again. Ihachiyem a seifa, but then how are you going to read the seifa of the Braisa? It says, v'hu sha'acham b'kedei achilas pras. That when you're chayiv karis for eating it as chametz and you yotze the mitzvah of matzah, that's only if you ate it all within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of lechem. V'ibe sha'arson, but if you turned it into a dough again, hay sha'achalon sha'achalo mibayalei. Why did it say you ate them? If it's a single unit, it should be sha'achalo. So says Gemara, hachamei askinan bibami lechem gadol. The Bryce is talking about where you eat these crumbs from a lechem gadol that has not been totally crushed up. So since the lechem is still, the large loaf of bread is still there, even the pirurim that are less than a kezayis are considered actual bread. But if the entire loaf of bread was crushed up, then the pirurim that are pachas mikezayis would not be considered lechem, and you would not say a hamotzi on those pirurim. My havila, so says Gemara, okay, so what are we paskin about chavitza, about this dish? Amar Rav Sheshes, hay chavitza avalgav de lesbe pirurim kezayis mevarech lev hamotzi lechem minar. Even though the crumbs are smaller than a kezayis, we still recite amotzi. Amarava v'udiika le turisa denahama. And there's a key line that's only if those pirurim still have tsuras hapas, turisa denahama, that they still look like bread. So if they still look like bread, then they would be amotzi. But if they're so soaked to the point that you can't even tell if they're bread, then it would not be amotzi, Rashi writes. Tulsa says that if the bread is soaked in water to the point that the water becomes white from the bread, so that's a simen that the tsuras hapas is gone. That you could see the effect that it's already had on the water, then you assume the tsuras hapas is gone. But when it still has the tsuras hapas, that's when it would be hamotzi. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Troknin at the bottom of the year. Oh, yeah.